Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the dangers of making worldly affairs one's greatest concern. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very spiritual and holy month where we have been given the great opportunity to turn towards God and to increase our spirituality. At the same time, we know that this is not possible unless we detach ourselves from this world, this dunya. And in this tradition, in this hadith, the imam mentions some of the dangers about making worldly affairs one's greatest concern. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The person who wakes up in the morning and retires at night having worldly affairs as his greatest concern, Allah places poverty between his eyes." So a person whose only concern and his sole concern is this world will find that, you know, this has contrary results than the results he is seeking out. Meaning the person who makes worldly affairs his sole concern, obviously the purpose that he does this for is that he is under the assumption that by concentrating on the world, focusing on it, making it his sole, you know, concern and purpose in life, he's going to perhaps increase the chances of his, you know, becoming successful in this world and achieving those worldly concerns and affairs that he has. But actually, the truth is that this way of approaching worldly success and worldly gains has a contrary result than what this person assumes, meaning it turns around and makes this person poor and impoverished. In continuation, the imam says, "It scatters his affairs, and he will not take from this world except for what Allah has apportioned for him." Meaning Allah Ta'ala has apportioned and written down for him what he's going to attain in this world. It doesn't matter how much he seeks the world and makes it his concern or not. What Allah has apportioned for him, he will attain it. "As for the one who wakes up in the morning and retires," the imam says, "at night, having the hereafter as his greatest concern, Allah places needlessness in his heart and brings together his affairs for him." So the person who forgets the world and leaves his affairs to Allah, helps him resolve his worldly problems and brings him success in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the danger of making worldly affairs one's greatest concern in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد